Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new
And without further ado, from the My Senior Neighborhood Studios, here's your host, Susa Wacky.
Well, as of today, we have 24 million, approximately 24 million veterans, and a happy Veterans Day tomorrow to all 24 million of you. You have earned and well deserve your honor and respect. Well, good day, great day, and a new day, Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, and on the World Wide Web, if you are streaming Aging Info Radio at 560WIND.com. My show today is honoring our veterans, and I have a number of guests who will be joining me to support our veterans. And my first guest is Steve Schaefer. He is the president and co-founder of Pillars of Honor. Welcome, Steve, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. And what exactly is Pillars of Honor?
We are a group that started about 2.5 years ago, and we are the traveling World War II memorial. We bring a day of honor to World War II vets that cannot travel to Washington, D.C. to see their memorial.
Now, you are the co-founder of Pillars of Honor. Did you come up with the idea? How did you get this going? And is it just Illinois or is it national?
We are national. We will travel wherever we can go with this. We have the original model that Friedrich St. Florian presented that designed for Congress, and we travel around with this.
So when you travel around, you provide a program, and you provide the program to World War II vets, right?
And anyone else that's interested in coming. A lot of times we have family members that bring the World War II vets because they're at an age when they can't travel by themselves.
Now, what's the program consist of?
We have an opening with the Color Guard. We have the Armed Forces Medley, in which they all enjoy immensely, and they all struggle to stand, even if we tell them it's okay to sit. And we have a guest speaker, usually from the military, that will come in and speak to them. And we have a musical group that travels with us, and called the History Singers, and they travel with us, and I call it taking them back into time.
Now, with it being seasonal here in Chicagoland, where do you hold the programs? Are they held inside all year round or inside and outside seasonally?
Well, they're all held inside no matter what the season, because this is going to the Smithsonian when we're through with this.
I see. So where are some of the places that you hold them?
We've done them at libraries and clubs. We've actually doing some at some funeral homes with Dignity Group right now.
Well, I've heard that we have about 23,000 World War II veterans in the Chicagoland area. Is that number accurate?
That's approximately right.
And how do you find the World War II veterans to actually attend your programs?
Well, we advertise our programs on, we have a website and Facebook page, and we have a blog spot that we're connected with. And we try to get out the word through newspapers and that kind of stuff.
Now, I would assume that you probably have volunteers for, is that how the program continues to go on? Is it through volunteers and donations?
That's all we do is we are 100% volunteer program. The people generally that see our program or hear about our program are happy to join in and do what we do.
Now, once again, I'm talking to Steve Schaefer. He is the president and co-founder of Pillars of Honor. And their phone number is 847-954-0520, and their website is pillarsofhonor.org. Now, for families or for a veteran, does the program cost them anything?
No. It's free to the public. It's free to World War II veterans. And we encourage family members to bring their World War II veterans.
How many attend your events?
It varies anywhere between 50 and 500.
This is so great. So it's for the World War II veterans that cannot get on an airplane and actually go to D.C. for their day of honor. Is your program a couple hours or?
It lasts about an hour and a half. We found that the sitting for them is about an hour and a half. And if we let take it longer than that, they get a little antsy.
Mm-hmm. With the volunteers, too, I mean, people do like to volunteer. What are some of the jobs that you assign to your volunteers?
One of the big things is greeting and seating our vets when they come in. All the vets are seated in a special area that we sit them all together so that they can be together. And the families sit behind them. And then we have check-in people. We have phone callers in the office. We have people working on our program books. We give a program book as a souvenir to each of the attendees. And when you register a World War II vet for a program, we put their name in the book.
Mm-hmm. Now, will this continue on after the, you know, into, say, the Korean War?
This is, we have the model for the World War II Memorial. And what our program, we had a five-year lease on this when we got this. And we're about 2.5 years into our lease right now. And so with the death rate of World War II veterans today, we're limited as to what we can do. So we figure we got about another 2 to 2.5 years to go.
For the greatest generation.
For the generous, greatest generation.
Yes, here you go. I'm sure you have received a lot of feedback from your programs. Would you like to share any of that with us?
It's very humbling, and I like to call them the humblest generation.
Yes.
Because they don't like to talk or brag about their service. Many of them have not even talked about their service to this day. A lot of times they don't talk about it until they either go on an honor flight or come to a program like ours and are encouraged to talk about it. We encourage all our World War II veterans to talk about it. They can relate funny stories as well as sad stories as well as fearful stories. And but I explain to them that they're part of history, and we need to know that. We need to know that part of history.
I'm sure you see a few tears in their eyes.
There's always tears in the audience. It's amazing. They don't say anything. They don't have to say anything. All you have to do is look at their face and see the tears. You know they're listening, and you know they're hearing what you're saying.
Now, I'm sure something inspired you to do this. Are you a veteran?
I'm a veteran. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I was volunteering for Honor Flight Chicago at the time, and we saw that the list was growing larger of those who could not fly to Washington, D.C. So five of us left Honor Flight Chicago and decided we wanted to do something for those that couldn't travel. We contacted Friedrich St. Florian, the designer of the memorial, and he was all too kind to help us out with our project.
So for the people that do find out about Honor Flight Chicago that can't fly, then they're probably referred to you for their day of honor.
They can be referred to us for their day of honor. Check our website out, and usually we have our programs well in advance. We have a cutoff period to get their name in the program book of a week before each program.
Yes, and once again, I'm with Steve Schaefer, the president and co-founder of Pillars of Honor, and their website is justthat.org. How can the community help you?
They can spread the word of where we are, where we're going. They can help us with donations, and they can help us with volunteers. It's important to, when you're talking, and you don't know who you're going to talk to, and somebody might have a World War II veteran in their family that, hey, this is just right for them. So,
well, I also would think that there's a number of them at the retirement communities throughout the Chicagoland area.
And we try to reach out to them when we're in their area.
So give me or tell me a very inspirational story. I'm sure you have a number of them. Can you think of anything?
Well, it's amazing that when we're standing up there talking and doing the programs to these people, and you see, it's almost like you're talking directly to them. They're so intent on listening, And when we get up after the program and we talk to them, you'll hear a guy said, you know what, I've never talked about my military service. Or you find out that this guy was on Wake Island. He was a POW for 3.5 years. I had even met a cousin of mine that has since passed away, but his wife came to a program, and I didn't even know it when I was growing up, but he was a Wake Island survivor.
They kept it quiet.
They kept it quiet. He never wanted to talk about it.
Well, thank you so much. And once again, I've been with Stephen Schaefer, the president and co-founder of Pillars of Honor. Their website is justthat.org, and their phone number is 847-954-0520. Stay right here. I have another guest coming up here on Aging Info Radio, and we'll be right back.
Are you a senior, baby boomer, or family member looking for information on a reverse mortgage? Maybe you're a legal, financial, or real estate professional investigating the options a reverse mortgage would provide one of your clients. If so, please contact me, Larry Hanover, at Security One Lending in Schaumburg. I'm a certified reverse mortgage professional, and I educate and inform on all aspects of how a reverse mortgage can help provide financial security now and in the future. Please call 847-466-1700 or visit msn62.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Hi, this is Tammy Rosas from Heritage Woods of Gurnee. We are a supportive living community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Many people will not consider assisted living because of the cost. Understanding the affordability and difference of Heritage Woods is the key. We differ from other assisted living communities because of our financial assistance program. Once you move to Heritage Woods, you will never have to leave because you've depleted your financial resources, nor be turned down because you have limited income and no savings. Heritage Woods offers all the luxuries of home. For more information on how you can afford supportive living, call 847-623-6300.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Yes, this is your host, Sue Zawacki, here on Aging Info Radio, and we are supporting our veterans today, and happy veterans to all the 24 million out there for tomorrow. My next guest is Jim Cawthorn. He is the regional director of the American Association for Wartime Veterans, and he provides an aid and attendance benefit that can greatly impact your life. Welcome, Jim, to Aging Info Radio.
Hello, Sue, and thank you very much for having me.
I am happy to have you. I think that this benefit is really kept a secret. A lot of people don't know about it. Tell our listeners or tell me about what a veteran aid and attendance benefit is.
Think of the benefit really as a long-term care insurance program for veterans. It's not very well publicized, as of course you said, but it's usually when a veteran or a spouse, a surviving spouse of a veteran, needs some kind of care in assisted independent living or nursing home. And once they have those kind of care needs, then the benefit will trigger. And it's for a veteran, it's as much as $20,000 a year. So it's definitely worthwhile.
Now, it's with the government. So is the process, the application process lengthy and difficult to do?
Yes, as most government programs are, you can imagine. The application is between 28 and 30 pages long, and it's quite daunting for most families, hence our role in helping families and assisting them through this. It's much more complicated than doing your 1040s and Schedule A, but we do help them through the process. Families often don't realize there's more to the process than just signing on the dotted line, and that's what we assist them with to get this wonderful benefit.
Now, with your assistance, do they go through quicker as well as far as getting approved if they qualify?
From all the reports we hear, yes, they do, because our organization has done this over the last 11 years and thousands of approvals. We have a pretty good idea of what the VA is looking for, and they do go through faster than most families would do on their own. Ours typically, for example, would go through in anywhere between 4 and 6 months, although we've had faster and slower. Doing it yourself, you're probably looking at a year to a year and a half from what families tell us.
And 38 pages, you said?
Around 30 to 35 in that range. It's quite daunting.
Yeah. So what does it take to qualify? I mean, what are some of the basic qualifications that would say, yes, this is possible, or you're definitely a no?
Sure. Great question. There are three basic requirements. Active duty during a period of war. They could have been anywhere on the planet, as I like to say. The second thing is there has to be a care need, so some type of medical reminder or assist with shower. The third one is they have to be spending more than their Social Security and pension on care. So we know if they have a lot of home care or they move into independent assisted or nursing home, they're going to meet that. And as I always like to say, please don't shoot the messenger. They don't allow driving. So there has to be, you can keep the car and the car keys, just can't drive.
Now, once somebody receives this benefit, and that's either a veteran, or is it also a veteran, a spouse of a veteran?
Yes, a surviving spouse of a veteran also qualifies, and there's a little more detail to that. We don't have enough time here today to go into that, but we see not only our World War II veterans and Korea veterans, and of course Vietnam, but the spouses of them as well will qualify, a little less benefit, but still significant.
And is there an age that they have to be at to qualify?
Surprisingly, no age.
Oh,
essentially,
okay.
Think of it as a care need.
Mm-hmm.
Once the care need is there, and that's why I liken it to long-term care insurance, it really is very similar to that. So when there is a care need, if a veteran or spouse is active, they're not ready yet, but it's available to them should that need occur.
Well, I'm here with Jim Cawthorn. He's a regional director of the American Association for Wartime Veterans. We are talking about the Veteran Aid and Attendance Benefit. It is a great kept secret. And, Jim, they can find out about this at CawthornFinancial.com, which is your website.
And correct.
That's CAUTHORN.
Yes.
Financial.com. Now, if somebody is on, say they're on Medicaid, can they qualify for this in addition to Medicaid?
That would be nice, and if it were up to me, I would allow that.
Okay.
But when they're on Medicaid, the VA considers them to be taken care of, and so at that point, there would be no aid and attendance benefit paid out. So we do try to find people who are in private pay before they're on Medicaid, because Medicaid will unfortunately have it shut off.
Now, once somebody starts receiving the benefit, is there a time length that they receive it, or is it ongoingly?
It goes on for their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
It's not inherited. Wouldn't that be nice? But it goes on for their lifetime. And there is a renewal every year that families will have to do. So as long as they're living, it will continue. And also, by the way, it will be increased every year, just like Social Security. Social Security is due to go up 1.7% this year. And the Veterans Administration benefit aid and attendance will go up by the same amount as well.
So how does a family get started with you? I mean, besides your phone number is 847-217-8769, but what kind of documentation, if you were going to meet somebody, would people need to be gathering to apply for the Veterans
Sure.
Aid and Attendance?
Yeah, and we help families with that. Basically, the documents are, of course, the DD-214 or any military discharge record. If they don't have them, we can assist them in getting them for free, so that's not an issue. marriage certificates, divorce decrees, death certificates. Those need to be assembled. Again, we assist families in doing that because often and most of the time we're working with the adult children, the boomer generation, to assist them. And they're really kind of going through mom and dad's affairs to do that. But we assist them through that whole process to gather those. But those are the main documents.
And then once they apply for this, if they do qualify, do you kind of know once you're submitting the paperwork if it looks like they will qualify?
Yes. We have a rule in our organization that we don't submit anything that they aren't approvable. We only submit approvable applications. Now, it's finally up to the Veterans Administration to determine whether or not a family meets that. But over the last 11 years, our elder law attorneys and our staff knows exactly how families meet the requirements. So we're going to submit them only in the case where they will definitely meet the requirements and get the benefit through that process, absolutely.
Now, if they are waiting for a long time to get the benefit, is it retroactive?
Good news. Yes, it is.
It is.
They got something right. It's retroactive to the date when the Veterans Administration actually sees the application. It would be nice to retro it back to when the family actually needs it or care started. But it is retroactive to when they actually, the VA saw the application.
This has got to be really rewarding for you, Jim, to see a family in need of this benefit and then have it go through.
Correct. I have had many experiences, like Steve was mentioning earlier, of just people just don't believe it. They just really don't think it's possible. And when the approval check shows up, they understand it's their government thanking them after all these years. Thank you for taking care of our country.
Why do you think this has been such a kept secret?
Well, the Veterans Administration has told us they don't have an advertising budget for it. However, we know that other countries actually are very proactive. And I think part of it could just be the sincere attempt by the Veterans Administration and other bureaucracies, unfortunately, of our government to try to make sure that everything is done properly. Unfortunately, the downside is it's very difficult to do. And that's where we advocate for families and help them.
So you get out there and spread the word. And once again, I'm with Jim Cawthorn, his website being cauthornfinancial.com. Jim's phone number is 847-217-8769. And so if you are starting to need any type of care, which I'd like to get into, that's assisted living, that is at home care as well?
Yes, it is.
Home health care?
Home health care as well.
So you must see this with a lot of families that are struggling because assisted living in the state of Illinois can be as high as $8,000 a month.
It is not cheap, that is for sure. So a lot of families are and that's a good news, they're being proactive and they see a family member going to need care in the future. And so whether they start with home care or use assisted living or independent living, they start the process and it's great to start early.
How long does it actually take? I mean, what do you see? What's the length?
Typically, the applications we work with go through in 3 to 6 months once they qualify and we submit at that point. So that's what we have found. Of course, if you do it yourself, it may be a little longer, but that's what we find typically.
Call Jim. You don't want to do it yourself. Once again, his phone number is 847-217-8769. Thank you so much, Jim, for being on Aging Info Radio.
Thanks for having me, Sue.
And I want you to stay right here. I have another guest coming on who is a veteran liaison with VITAS Hospice. We'll be right back.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now, learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call. ElderWorks. ElderWorks free service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit elderworks.com. That's works with an E. Needing long-term care is a reality of life, and long-term care insurance helps preserve assets and provides peace of mind. LTCI pays for home care, assisted living, and nursing facilities. 3 out of 4 people over 65 will need long-term care, costing $80,000 annually. MAGA LTC are specialists when it comes to long-term care insurance.
For more information, call Peter or Brian at MAGA Long-Term Care, 800-533-6242, or visit MAGA LTC.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins way back when I was a boy. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a coin like the famous $10 gold Indian in my hand. Especially since millions of gold coins were melted down during the Great Depression. I was amazed when I heard the New York Mint was announcing the public release from its vaults of the highly sought-after $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. Well, I had to call. I mean, it's shocking that these coins even exist. Who knows how long they'll last or when they'll ever find anything like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So if you want to get your hands on one of these magnificent $10 gold Indians, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-600-1194. That's 1-800-600-1194. 1-800-600-1194.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You are listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And For My Sue Says today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. We are honoring our 24 million veterans today, and happy Veterans Day tomorrow to all 24 million of you. My next guest is Huey Adams. He's a veteran liaison with VITAS Innovative Hospice Care. And welcome, Huey, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. I greatly appreciate you having me here.
Well, I appreciate your time, and I would like for you to give us your definition of what hospice is.
I can certainly do that for you. At VITAS, we consider hospice a service, number one, and it's a continuum of health care that provides patients and families choices and dignity during a very important time of their lives, when one circle of life begins to close.
You know, I don't think that everybody really understands how supportive hospice is. Now, you have actually a program called We Honor Veterans, or we, meaning VITAS does. It's a national veterans program. And you want to discuss and tell us a little bit about what that's all about?
I'd love to do that. That's my primary responsibility as a liaison for VITAS. What we have done is VITAS chose to become a partner in the We Honor Veterans initiative, which is a pioneering campaign developed by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization in collaboration with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. So We Honor Veterans and VITAS, as a committed partner, are dedicated to the one premise of no veteran dies alone within the We Honor Veterans program, and that is the crux of the combined effort centered around that one goal.
Now, what is a vet? What exactly do you do in the community? I'm sure you're promoting the program that you're talking about, but you must have other roles as a veterans liaison out there in the community, because we were just talking earlier about all the things that go on with the VA hospitals. And if you're having trouble paying for your medications and you are a veteran, contact a VA hospital. It can definitely save on the cost of them, correct?
Well, it depends on what cost you're speaking about. First of all, if one qualifies for hospice care, it's prepaid for by those that are not veterans through the Medicare benefit.
No, I was just talking in general. If you're a veteran, you're on medicine, a VA hospital can definitely help with the cost.
They can, and that's a qualifying position as well. And it's a long, complicated process to tell you exactly, but definitely there is help there for veterans who qualify. They can all get some form of assistance from the VA.
And then, of course, in hospice, that's covered by Medicare, correct?
And also for a veteran, it's covered by the Veterans Administration, qualification being better than an dishonorable discharge.
Now, the U.S. veteran population, I started at 20, I think it's approximately 24 million. I know that the World War II veterans are the greatest generation, so they're passing and the population's getting smaller. But do you know the demographics that make it all up?
I do have demographics relating to that, and the number is very dynamic because of the changing rate of veterans' deaths and our new veterans getting out of the most recent wars. Currently, the statistics believe there are 1 million World War II veterans still living, and regrettably, about 900 of those die daily. For our Korean War veterans, there's about 3.1 million. And the largest demographic of veterans currently are the Vietnam War veterans, and they are the least healthy of the group. And there are 7.3 approximately of those veterans. Now, if I could tell you this, the average age of a World War II veteran is 90. Mm-hmm. The average age of a Vietnam War veteran is 80. And the average age of a Vietnam veteran is 65. And once again, regrettably, our 65-year-old Vietnam veterans, the average age of their death is also 65.
Wow. Once again, I'm here with Huey Adams. He's a veteran liaison with VITAS Innovative Hospice Care. Their website being VITAS.com. And their phone number is 312-997-7200. So what are some of the unique issues that our veterans encounter or that you see that they encounter during life's later years?
Well, to be succinct, Sue, the most prevalent and insidious, as it is often undiagnosed or late diagnosed or never divulged by the veteran himself, is something known as post-traumatic stress. This is a psychological condition that has many complicated and difficult prognoses. There are also many troubling aspects of unresolved and mentally buried human emotional conflicts that strongly relate to morals and ethics. Many deal with the indoctrination of becoming a soldier, boot camp itself. Oftentimes, guilt, possible failures, regrets for what happened personally or to a comrade, or even the enemy. Any of these events that the veteran did not reconcile from primary military indoctrination, that again, boot camp, to being a combat veteran can emerge near end of life.
You know, that's so interesting because the post-traumatic stress is finally coming to the forefront. Thank you so much, Huey Adams, the veteran liaison with VITAS Innovative Hospice Care. Stay right here on Aging Info Radio. I have another guest coming on who is a veteran advocate, and that's Herschel Luckinbill. We'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome to the fast-approaching launch of a brand-new web community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood consists of everything from businesses, professional services, home, living, and healthcare options, just to name a few. My Senior Neighborhood has been specifically designed so that seniors, baby boomers, and their families can quickly and easily find the service they are looking for near their home. For more information on the website's launch, call 847-466-1800. That's 847-466-1800.
70% of American adults have lost at least one permanent tooth, and over 70 million people are missing at least three or more teeth. If you're one of these people, please call Resource One Dental Implant Benefit Program. Dental implants are a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Obtain dental implants for half of what you'd expect to pay when you enroll in the Resource One Dental Implant Benefit Program. For a $150 enrollment fee, you'll save over $12,000 on implants. Call 1-800-851-8745 or go to ResourceOneImplants.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Happy Veterans Day tomorrow to the 24 million veterans out there. My next guest is a veteran advocate. He's an event promoter for veterans, and I'd like to welcome Herschel Luckenbill to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. It's great being on your show. Thank you for having me to talk a little bit about our veterans, generally our World War II veterans.
Yes, you are an advocate, and you also volunteer with Honor Flight Chicago. What is Honor Flight Chicago?
Honor Flight Chicago is a great organization that was founded in 2008, and we take World War II veterans to Washington, D.C. for a day of honor. They get to visit their memorial, the World War II memorial that was built 60 years after their war ended, and that's absolutely free of charge to the World War II veteran.
And how many veterans have flown with Honor Flight Chicago?
Sue, at this time we are approaching 4,000 from the Chicagoland area. We just can't take them fast enough. They're passing before we get them there. But we urge every veteran, that World War II veteran out there that's listening, or anyone that's got a father or grandfather, get them signed up to go on the trip. It's a day of honor. They get the welcome they never had when they got out of the service, and it's a great day for the veterans.
And the website is honorflightchicago.org.
That is correct.
Now, you do a lot of things with the honor flights, and I know that you used to fly up on the trips, but what else do you do, Herschel?
Well, the main thing I do is now that I reached the magic age and don't get to fly as a guardian any longer, I just stay home and do fundraisers. And by doing fundraisers, I feel I get to show a little bit more honor to more veterans than I did when I was flying as a guardian.
And you do a lot with fundraisers. Now, you have a number of fundraisers coming up, if I'm correct.
Well, we had the big Made in America concert in June of this year, and we raised over $32,500, which paid for 65 veterans to get to go see their memorial and have their day of honor. Now, on November the 10th, Saturday night, tonight, we will be having an event called Veterans Night Out at the Ballydoyle Restaurant and Pub in Aurora, Illinois. I believe that's 28 West New York Street in Aurora. And it's $10 a person, and for that $10, you get a free Irish beer, you get hors d'oeuvres, a door prize is a 50-inch color TV donated by Fifth Third Bank. We'll have raffles. We've got 3 live bands. And we're trying to raise enough to get more veterans on that trip to Washington, D.C.
Now, when you say the trips, do they go year-round, or are they, I think if I remember correct, they start in the spring and end in late fall?
Right. We go from April through October. We just had our last flight last week where we took 97 veterans, and we take them out there about every 3 weeks during the summer.
No, Herschel, the more that I'm out in the aging and elder care industry, I've had a number of people say, you have to be at Midway Airport when these veterans leave or come home. It's just so inspiring.
You know, so we started out with our welcome home ceremony, just inviting the families and friends of some of our veterans. It has grown to now we have over 3,000 people come out to these welcome homes, and they're all standing on the sideline with T-shirts with the veteran's picture on it, cardboard signs, God bless America, thank you for your service, you're our hero. It's just an event that I was just reading some of the comments from the last veterans that went. It's a day that they'll remember the rest of their life. It's the best day of their life other than when they were married or had children.
So you take one flight up a month during those months?
About every 3 weeks we try to fly a flight. And that's from April through October.
And I think it was you that said that most of them, as they walk through the amongst of the crowd, they have a lot of lipstick on their cheeks.
Oh, yes. They're at the airport in Washington, D.C. They have some swing dancers come out and entertain the veterans before they get on the plane to come home. And as they leave, each one of them gets a big kiss on the cheek with heavy lipstick, you know. So they are just cute as they can be, and they're kind of trying to hide it from their wives when that their wives are there. But, you know, they know what it's all about. It's just showing appreciation and love for our World War II veterans.
So you just finished for this year, so all the fundraisers will be for 2013 starting in April.
That is correct. And we are looking for more veterans to take on the flight. Our list is down right now, but Sue, the average age is approaching 90 years of age now.
Mm-hmm.
And these gentlemen are either in nursing homes or can't afford. Well, they don't have to afford it. We don't charge them a penny. They can't even buy a bottle of water. But it's just a day that these gentlemen, anyone that's available to go, we want them on that flight.
Absolutely. That has to be so rewarding. And I'm sure you have a lot of volunteers helping logistically with the whole process.
Yes, there's over 1,000 volunteers that have volunteered and worked as guardian. We have people that work in the sign up in the mornings when the veterans are getting ready to go on the flight. We have a lot of in-house getting the list and getting the veterans called. And on the flight, we have 4 registered nurses, one on each bus. We have 4 buses when we get to Washington. It's just a magnificent organization that everyone that don't know about it needs to know about it.
And Honor Flight is national, correct?
Yes, there is a national organization, and that is just honorflight.org. But the local chapter is honorflightchicago.org. And we are kind of a, I guess we like to say that we're the cream of the crop here in Chicago.
Yeah.
We do a great job. We leave nothing, no stone unturned. And we're out there to make sure that every veteran gets his day of honor and has a great day.
And once again, that fundraiser, you can call Herschel at 630-801-9591. Thank you so much, Herschel.
Thank you, Sue.
I love that you're a veteran advocate. You do so much for our veterans out there. Once again, that's honorflightchicago.org. Stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We will be right back. I have one more guest today. Hi, this is Sue Zawacki, host of Aging Info Radio. My retirement account kept getting smaller, being tied to our volatile market, until I met John O'Connor. I attended an O'Connor & Associates workshop, How to Not Outlive My Retirement, and he switched my account to a fixed rate for growth. Best of all, my IRA will continue to grow well into my retirement years when I need it most. Call O'Connor & Associates at 847-274-2681 or visit O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330, 847-548-1330, or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300. 847-623-6300.
Are you a senior, baby boomer, or family member looking for information on a reverse mortgage? Maybe you're a legal, financial, or real estate professional investigating the options a reverse mortgage would provide one of your clients. If so, please contact me, Larry Hanover, at Security One Lending in Schaumburg. I'm a certified reverse mortgage professional, and I educate and inform on all aspects of how a reverse mortgage can help provide financial security now and in the future. Please call 847-466-1700 or visit msn62.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, our show today is about honor and respect to all 24 million veterans out there. And I have another guest, Ellen Pasak. And Ellen is the admissions director at Chateau Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Willowbrook. And she's also the advocate of a great operation. It's Operation Support Our Troops. And Ellen, tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, Operation Support Our Troops America is a volunteer-based nonprofit organization, and we provide comfort and care at home and away for our servicemen and women. We send comfort care packages to our troops that are serving in harm's way, and each packet consists of items, all that are donated, and then our organization raises funds throughout the year to cover for postage. And then each package that we do send costs $25. We have a fundraiser each year that happens at Cantini in July, and that's where we raise the majority of our funds. And then we do have a website, Operation Support Our Troops, or osatamerica.org, and you can go to that, and it always has a list of 10 items that we always need to pack the boxes. But in addition to all the comfort packages we send our troops, we provide comfort, resources, and education to our servicemen and women and their families while they're deployed and also when they return.
And you have volunteers that do all this, right, Ellen?
Yes, we do. It's all volunteer-based. Mm-hmm.
And how can they get in touch with you if somebody wants to volunteer?
They can always email info@osatamerica.org. for any questions or if they want to volunteer, or they can give me a call. I can be reached on my cell, which is 630-272-1674.
And thank you so much, Ellen. And once again, that's osatamerica.org. I appreciate your time today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. And keep in mind, we have DuPage County Senior Citizens Council is hosting the third annual Aging Gracefully Wine Tasting Benefit to be held at Northern Illinois Atrium on Deal Road this coming Friday, November 16th. You can go to, or you can call 630-620-0804 for your ticket. And my paws pooch of the week. Okay, Daisy May, I know your paws advocate is Belinda, a 10-week female shepherd, such a cute puppy. Call Paws Chicago to bring her home at 773-935-7296. And don't forget, Aging Info Radio, we archive all of our shows on podcast with pictures of our guests and contact information. And that website, our website is aginginforadio.com. Check out our sponsors. And a big thank you to all my guests today, Steve Schaefer with Pillars of Honor and Jim Cawthorn with Association of Wartime Veterans, Huey Adams with VITAS, Ellen with the Operation Support Our Troops America. And thank you to my listeners, Debbie, my awesome programmer, AM560, my sponsors. I'm Sue Zawacki, your host, and I will be back next Saturday. And on an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Forget the men who died, who gave that life to me, and I gladly stand up next to you when it meant her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
My Senior Neighborhood was proud to bring you Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560 WIND.